This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, one more quick thing on inflation and wages this time. The National Association for Business Economics is out with a new survey of economists who work at big companies. And those economists, a record number of them, say their businesses have been booking pay increases of late. Yeah, but here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Ganser.
In Lester Jones's world, you need muscle.
We rely on a lot of manual labor.
Jones is chief economist at the National Beer Wholesalers Association.
We move cases of beverages throughout the economy. They're heavy.
Jones says some distributors are competing fiercely for workers, and it's like that all over. 70% of the economists surveyed said wages rose at their companies. That's the highest number in the survey's 40-year history. But for the most part, employers aren't boosting wages enough to keep up with soaring prices. Cornell labor economist Erica Groshen has a theory on that.
They don't want to get too far ahead of inflation because it's hard to dial that back.
Some economists in their survey don't expect their firms to pay workers more in the future, say over the next 3 months. Brad Hirschbein, a senior economist at the W.E. Upjohn Institute for Employment Research, says that's because employers expect inflation to moderate.
People think that a lot of the supply chain issues will gradually get resolved and that the war situation in Ukraine may also eventually die down or at least get partially resolved.
But in the meantime, many workers will be stuck with raises that don't keep up with rising prices. And Hirschbein says inflation may not get back to normal levels until next year. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.